It was early on August 24, 2011, when three men boarded the fishing vessel Alaska Rose, anchored in Chignik Bay. Sleeping in the cabin was an 18-year-old male whose name is withheld here because he was the victim of kidnapping. That young man woke to the men's punches to his head and body, the beginning of what would prove to be a brutal and unprovoked attack. The victim tried to escape and rolled off the bunk, but was then kicked mercilessly by the men as he lay on the deck. The beating continued for several minutes. The men briefly left the cabin, then came back and continued the attack for several more minutes. They left a second time, then returned and further beat the victim, this time ripping apart the cabin in the process. When they left the third time, they dragged the victim out with them, hauling him to a pile of seine nets on the dock. He was pinned against the nets, stripped naked, and someone tied a noose around his neck. The victim later told police he could scarcely breathe as the men took turns burning his exposed body with cigarettes. Assistant District Attorney Mari Carpinetti prosecuted the case and showed the jury the photos taken after the attack.
There was ample physical evidence of rope burns around his neck. His face was really swollen. He had bruises and cuts and scratches. I mean, it was apparent that something pretty terrible had happened.
The three attackers were Daniel Whittington and Christopher Jordan of Oregon and Lloyd Davis Jr. of Kenai, all fishermen according to the state. Their attack wasn't over when they'd extinguished their cigarettes on the victim. They marched him down the road to a house they believed their other intended target was located, he being the victim's cousin, Joel Cosbrook. At trial, the state argued that the attack occurred over a stolen iPod that the victim hadn't had anything to do with.
The victim's cousin had stolen an iPod from the truck of one of the defendants, and the defendants had confronted the cousin about it, and the cousin had in fact returned the iPod just a couple days before the attack, and the defendants told the police, told the troopers, that they believed that the victim was also involved in this theft, with really no evidence whatsoever to support the idea that the victim knew anything about the theft of the iPod.
Whittington, Davis, and Jordan told the victim to go inside and bring his cousin back out with him. Instead, he locked the door and woke up the others. When the attackers grew impatient that no one would come back outside, they slashed an ATV's tires and shoved rocks and dirt into the gas tank and then departed. The VPSO was called and a state trooper arrived not long after. The victim was taken to the clinic and the three attackers were arrested. This was the narrative the state presented at the trial of Whittington and Davis this month in Naknek, more than 2 years after the attack. The trial got off to a shaky start.
Daniel Whittington did not show up on Monday. He missed a flight out of Oregon, and then he got to Anchorage and missed the flight to Naknek, so we didn't get started with jury selection until Wednesday.
The state closed its case last Tuesday afternoon. The 12 jurors deliberated for about 5 hours before returning guilty verdicts on kidnapping, assault, burglary, and criminal mischief, all felony charges. Whittington and Davis were immediately remanded to custody because the kidnapping is an unclassified felony. This May, they'll be sentenced to spend somewhere between 7 and 106 years in prison. Prosecutors say that the third attacker, Christopher Jordan, is in custody in Oregon on felony charges not related to this case, though they still intend to try him on the same charges as Whittington and Davis. And that's not the only way the matter remains unsettled. In August, the victim brought a civil lawsuit against his three attackers, plus three other men and a fishing vessel. His attorney in that lawsuit declined to comment. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.